This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
I finally see the forest fall.
Baby, Right. Hey, everyone. This is Alicia. I'm here with Gonzo.
Hi. Oh, I'm on mic four. Hi. Hi, everybody. We're back.
We're so back.
We're so back.
Because, you know, do we want to talk about, like, why we maybe weren't here last weekend?
Oh, my God. It's been so long.
Because it has been.
It has been so long.
It's been a minute.
We raced Heather Charles last weekend.
Yeah.
Actively sending it down the course at around this time 7 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I started at 244.
Yep, I started at 209.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get back until later, or at least I didn't, because I was busy, you know, at the medal ceremony, like watching
crazy.
All my teammates.
Two-peat.
Like, oh my gosh.
Two-peat.
Context button.
Context. Boom. we need a soundboard. Wow, a soundboard would go.
It would go so hard.
Context time. Context time with AC and Gonzo. Beep.
Last year, the women's crew team got first and eighth at Head of the Charles. This year, we got first and ninth. I was in the boat that got ninth. Very proud of how we did.
Woo.
You guys did well too. It was a good day.
We did do well last week. Last year we came first in the collegiate eight and did not have a second entry in the collegiate eight. This year we came sixth and 16th in the collegiate eight, which is huge. It's the first time we've requalified two boats in that division. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's great.
It's so incredible.
I was in the boat that came 16th and it was fantastic. I had a great time. I rode like terrible.
I was looking at like video people took. I was like, no.
No, I rode like maybe that second mile of that race was so deep dark.
Yeah, I really thought that I wasn't gonna make it. Right mm-hmm. around like
yeah,
the
yeah.
Weeks Anderson area.
Yeah,
I was
that
like,
stretch is.
No, they're gonna have to like pick me up out of the mm-hmm. boat.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Cause my
5 seat gang.
60.
Are you
60? Yeah. I should a little
power
hair flip. You know, like no big deal. But yeah, cause my boat was third to Riverside.
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
So that means we went really fast at the start and then slowed down quite a bit. I'm choosing to look at it like I'm never racing another 5K again. I only have 2Ks left. So that's much
wow.
shorter.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get existential.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wow. that's crazy.
I know.
Okay. I'm gonna ask a question that
yeah.
means we're going to spend more time on rowing. So happy rowing talk to people who are listening. How long have you been rowing for?
I started the summer before I got to high school. Because I knew that there was rowing at my high school.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom started rowing... I always get this wrong. It was either after college or like during grad school. I don't know. She
mm-hmm.
was in Boston for both.
Oh,
she started rowing at CRI of all places.
Oh.
Yeah. So
home
then
away
she.
From home.
I know. She started. She signed my sister and I up for like a CRI Learn to Row. Like the summer before my freshman year. I liked it. You know, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was whatever.
Yeah.
And then. So I was a big dancer before I started rowing.
Oh, I did not know
You
that.
Did not know
I
this?
I did not know this.
I feel like I'm always talking
no,
about it.
I actually have never... No, okay.
Big, like, ballerina over here.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Boston Ballet School.
Wow.
Yeah, profesh, as some might say.
Profesh. Very profesh.
I guess. But so I was, like, really unhappy with the dance program at my high school. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, I guess I'll try this rowing thing? Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Uh-uh.
And it was awesome. And then I've been rowing ever since.
Yeah.
So it's like
it's been eight years
of it.
And you only have 2Ks left.
I know.
Isn't that
crazy? It's wild.
That's insane.
I was thinking about this recently, actually.
Mm. Yeah.
Except, you know, 8 years of rowing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so old now.
I feel so old.
My body hurts. And then sometimes I'm like, why do I feel like so imbalanced? Gonzo, I've only rowed port this entire time.
Oh my god.
Only port. My body is so messed up. It's
yeah.
so imbalanced.
Okay. All right. Goal for AC in the spring is to learn how to row starboard.
That would have helped a lot last year, man.
Join the dark side.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Can I ask you, like, when did you start rowing?
I started rowing the spring of seventh grade.
Wow. I feel like
so
that's early.
It is early. This is year 10 for me, which is crazy. It's been quite the ride. I started rowing. I played tennis competitively for 9 years. I started rowing in middle school because my best friend who lived across the street, shout out Dominic, he actually does radio at UCLA. He's great. Dominic, I miss you. my best friend who lived across the street from me, he's like an inch taller than me and like similar build. And he was like, at one point he and his mother came over and they're like, look, man. They're like, look, you have to start rowing. And so I tried it for a little bit, and I did it like on and off, because mm-hmm. I did it on and off for a couple of years because I was a theater kid, and the winter is musical time.
Duh.
But my sophomore year was kind of like the moment where I was like, okay, like I'm going to do this after some extra pushes from my mother. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I'm going to do this.
Do this for real.
So it's been 10 years, the first couple of years on and off. And like, to think that I can like probably count on like two hands the number of 2Ks I have left to do.
Wow. Dang. Okay.
All right. Well, happy rowing talk.
Yeah.
Context button.
No more context. The song I had queued up, I was going to play Atlantic City. I know we did covers last week, but this is another cover of it by The Band.
I love The Band.
It feels kind of like fitting for this conversation that we just had, you know? Mm-hmm. Everything dies. That's a fact.
Everything dies.
But in like a happy, positive way, I think. I really like
the song. Nihilist
AC. No. Existentialist AC. You know, everything dies. Let's just giggle. Yeah.
Let's just giggle.
All right. Here's Atlantic City, covered by The Band.
Yeah.
Well, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble bussing in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Job and I put my money away, but I got the kind of debt that no honest man can pay. So I threw out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. But maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Now our luck may have died
think of you, I think of growing old easy. Settling down real early in the evening. On a twin size mattress in the middle of a snowstorm. Stealing them covers and keeping each other warm. Loving on you till we both go 6 feet. Ain't got much, but we're living that big dream. It's you and me and the basic channels. Got full of weeds and some beat up flannels. Little house out of town, hunkered down to the highs and lows. When the sky comes down, baby, I'm gonna hold you close. It's you and me and the basic channels. When I think of you, I think of letting go of misery. Turning my past into ancient history. A love that'll last in a little country baby. Growing up fast in a world gone crazy. It's you and me and the basic channels. Yacht full of weeds and some beat up flannels. Little house out of town, hunker down to the highs and lows. When the sky comes down, baby, I'm gonna hold you close. It's you and me and the basic channels. All we need are the basic channels. You and me and the basic channels.
All right, everyone, welcome back. That one was Basic Channels by Josiah and the Bonvilles. And then before that, we had Atlantic City by the band. Those are both new songs for you, right, Gonzo?
Both new songs for me. Wow. I mean, like, the band is just great. They make such great music. But that last one is so
it's so sweet.
It's so sweet.
I know. My sister showed it to me, actually.
Shout out.
She's texting me. Shout out. Shout out, Lily. She's probably not even listening right now.
Ugh,
what the heck?
SMH.
Yeah. So I was like, I love this song, playing it on air. She's like, yeah, I love it too. Hate how short it is.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about this.
Songs that are really pretty and are really short break my heart because, like, why not just add, like, a little, what if you gave just us like a little more?
A little something something.
I think about, like, Evergreen by Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, you know this. It's really pretty. It's become a TikTok song.
Okay, cool.
I'll play it for you.
For sure.
Yeah. It's like maybe 58 seconds.
Oh my God.
Like, come on. one of my, this actually reminds me of something. This is a good question. I lead backpacking trips in the summers, and one of my kids asked me this question.
Yeah.
It's like, what are your death row songs?
Oh.
What are your, like, you've got three songs to listen to before, like, what are your three?
Oh my God.
And one of mine is, like, this really pretty song that's only, like, a minute and a half. It's called Morning Crawls Towards You and I by Good Luck Finding Iris. It's a kind of a morbid question, but it was interesting.
That feels very, like, existential. You're on the trail, you know.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure things get a little crazy.
Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
That's
wild. Yeah.
But yeah, pretty songs that are only like a minute long.
Yeah.
Sad.
So sad.
So sad.
Well, the next song is definitely a little bit longer.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so, without further ado. Here is Rocky Mountain High by John Denver.
I love this song.
Oh, yeah.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. Left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road and hanging by a song. But the string's already broken and he doesn't really care. Keeps changing fast and it don't last forever. along. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain high, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain high. Rocky Mountain high
in Colorado.
He climbed cathedral mountains. He saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Rocky Mountain high,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain high,
Colorado.
Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down, they bring in a couple more. More people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain high, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. I know he'd be a poor man if he never saw an eagle fly. Rocky Mountain high.
they speak in these two-word sentences. I'm saying too much, but you know how it gets out here. No winter cold could keep out all the cold of your atmosphere. We once sang retrograde, we'd shake the frame of your car. Now I know your name, but not who you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my love. I'm still out here with the pills and the dogs. If you need me, dear, I'm the same as I was. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love. How it was, how it has to be. You burrowed in under my skin. What I'd give to have you out for me. But I still recall how the leather in your car feels. And at the end of it all, I just hope that your scars heal. Retrograde, we shake the frame of your car. Now we know your name, but thought you are. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my love. I'm still out here with the pills and the dogs. If you need me, dear, I'm the same as I was. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my. And I look so confident, babe, I swear I was scared to death. My hands gripped the wheel, I smiled stupid the whole way home. Well, those five words in my head, you said I'll never let you go. I sang retrograde. With the pills and the dogs, until this year stole the words from my tongue. It's all okay, there ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love, you got all my.
All right, you guys, welcome back.
Woo!
Woo! That one was All My Love by Noah Kahan.
Bestie.
Yeah, really
by
just...
By bestie.
By BFF. And then before that, we had Norwegian Wood, This Bird Has Flown by the Beatles, and of course, Rocky Mountain High by John Denver. Before we move on, I have a little something I want to share.
What's going on? Talk to me.
Yeah, when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill.
Yeah.
But if the bear rips through a tent for a granola bar... A carefree camping trip can turn dun-dun-dun deadly.
No!
You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Mm-hmm. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears. And you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love bears.
Have you ever had an encounter with a bear?
Many. actually.
Oh.
So
I'm scared of bears.
Oh, I have so many stories for you.
Cool.
I will regale you for my most recent bear encounter story because it's one of the more interesting ones, and it'll be quick. Mm-hmm. So this bracelet that I wear, I'm showing AC a bracelet that I wear. It's a tarp bracelet. It's braided.
The bluish one?
The bluish one.
Of course.
It's braided tarp. So me and 7 other people have this bracelet that we made from a tarp that we used on our training trip from this summer. The reason we used it is because... So in addition to all the other ways that you can store food safely, if you don't have a nice tree or a bear box to hang food and scented products from, what you can do is called a bear-rito. And what you do is you take a tarp and you put all of your like scented items in it and you wrap it up, you roll it over, and you put a bunch of heavy pots and pans on top of it. and it's a little tarp burrito of all the bear things. And in theory, what happens is that, you know, if a bear comes poking around your bear-rito, it knocks over the pots and pans. They make a lot of noise. It scares the bears away. And it also lets you, who is sleeping, know that, like, hey, something's been around.
Yeah.
We are on the Appalachian Trail on the, like, Connecticut-Massachusetts border. And a few of us are sleeping in tents. A few of us are sleeping in a lean-to. I'm in the lean-to, and I get a call from somebody sleeping in the tents. And they're like, hey, I heard the bear-rito. Like, something is down here. It's, like, still here, and it sounds big. So the group of us in the lean-to, like, go down yelling, like, hi. Like, make a lot of noise. We're, like, singing our ABCs really loud. We're singing sea shanties. Like, we're trying to keep, like, it is, like, 11 p.m.
Cool.
And my co-leader and I are at the front of the line. We get down to where the bear-rito is. The bear-rito has moved maybe 15 feet. And this it's a group of 8 people. It's a lot of food, right?
Yeah.
And so my co-leader and I are the only ones to see the black bear, but it's sitting a little ways up trail and it's big. It's a big old boy. And we scream at it and like it goes away eventually, but it wasn't really afraid of us. And I'll show you the photo.
Oh my gosh.
The tarp just has a huge hole in it. So we took the tarp and we made bracelets.
Oh. That's a sweet story, but that's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. It's the closest I've been to a bear ever. Probably like 15, 20 feet.
Oh, my goodness. So what, with like black bears, you want to get like big and then scare them? And
so,
then,
okay.
You know more about this than I do.
God. So the old adage with this is that if it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lay down. And if it's white, good night. For all bears, the assumption is you're carrying bear spray. For all bears, you get big, you make a lot of noise. They don't like confrontation. So like just be big, be loud. And normally that scares them away. If that doesn't scare them away and they're still coming towards you, you bear spray them. Bear spray is pepper spray on crack.
Okay.
And if they don't go away after bear spray, then it depends on what the bear is. Then if it's a black bear, you square up, you box the bear. If it's a grizzly or a brown bear, you lay down on your stomach and cover your vital organs. No, it's terrifying. And you lay down on your stomach, cover your vital organs, and hope that it doesn't get one. Essentially, you use your back as a cover for like your lungs and your stomach and your heart. It's terrifying. And polar bears want to eat you. So if you're in polar bear country, it is actually legally required that you carry a rifle. Places in polar bear country in Alaska have like supermarkets have like a little, you know, like people have like their like umbrella stands.
Yeah.
They have that for rifles because you can't be like out and about without a gun in polar bear country.
I wish you guys could see the look of horror on my face right now.
AC's not having a great time with the bear chat.
Yeah. Earlier, Gonzo and I were like, maybe like we should take like a little road trip, like climb a little mountain. I'm good inside, guys.
See, but I like honestly, like, have you ever seen photos of like bear ears? They're really fuzzy.
Okay.
Like I just want to give them like a little pet. Like,
okay.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time outside.
Yeah. And you know what? That's so awesome. I can't wait to see the picture of the bear. But yeah, in the meantime, we're going to kind of do a little switch. We were doing like a folksy country before, and now we're going full yeehaw right now.
Yeehaw.
So this is Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. A Mississippi river can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she wave from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you a while ago. With the Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. Love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Tomorrow I join sweet matrimony. But if you act all right, oh, you can take me out tonight. We could wine and dine and get back in time for the last train to San Fernando. Last train to San Fernando. Last train to San Fernando. If you miss this one, you'll never get another one. Be-dee-dee-dee-bum-bum to San Fernando. You're taking me, cause if you slip, I'll slide, and I may never be a bride. Be-dee-dee-dee-bum-bum to San Fernando. Last train to San Fernando. Last train to San Fernando. If you miss this one, you'll never get another one. Be-dee-dee-dee-bum-bum to San Fernando. Last train
to San Fernando.
Last train
to San Fernando.
Last train
to San Fernando.
Last train
to San Fernando.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
I always joke that that's all we say after we play a song, but
I'm like, wow. 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 Music is so great. I love
it. It really
music.
Is. Ugh. Yeah. So That one was Last Train to San Fernando by Johnny Duncan and the Bluegrass Boys. And before that, we had Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man by Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn.
That harmony in that song? Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. It's so good.
Teaching the choir kid brain.
Yeah.
So and, like, good.
Loretta Lynn's voice is so awesome.
So good.
She's, yeah. And then that last song, actually, I found it in a Wes Anderson movie.
Which one?
Asteroid City.
I've never seen that one.
It's pretty good. Mm. The song like played in the movie and I was like, what is this music? Oh my goodness. But yeah, so I think that's as country as we're gonna get on this hour.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw, for real.
For real.
Okay. Let's do some Faye Webster up next.
Yeah.
Here's Kingston.
Let's do it.
The day that I met you, I started dreaming. Now I write them down if I remember in the morning time. I don't know that much about Kingston, but I like the sound it makes when it starts pouring rain. I think that tonight I miss you right about now.
Thank you.
says shut her shining eyes and turned her face away. Leaning on the windowsill, you could write me someday and I think you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still feel too heavy to hold. Snow falling, I try to keep from calling. Watch the spring turn to winter, fireflies all frozen. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask. Been searching for your eyes. All I see is blue skies. And that old man beats his crooked cane. It's time to let go. Leaning on the windowsill, you could write me someday and I bet you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask. You and I could see into the same eternity. Every second brimming with a majesty. Oh, kiss so sweet, so fine. You could hear the music inside my mind. And you showed me a place I'll find, even when I'm old. Just leaning on the windowsill, you could write me someday and I hope you will. We could see the sadness as a gift and still. The seasons go so fast, thinking that this one was gonna last. Maybe the question was too much to ask.
Hey guys.
Hi.
That one was Sadness as a Gift by Adrian Lenker. And then before that, we had Kingston by Faye Webster. I'm going to keep this short and sweet because I do have two more songs I want to play. I don't know if we'll have time for both of them, but definitely a vibe shift. But I want to play some new music by Peach Pit.
Oh,
if you're
I'm so
a long time listener, you know that I love Peach Pit so much. Mm-hmm. I need to see them live on this tour.
Oh, I'll go with you.
Amazing.
I'll go with you.
They haven't released dates yet.
Nope, they have
but,
not.
But I will be there.
I'll be there.
I'm sad.
Yep.
Well, I'm standing up and dancing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the new album, it's like a little bit slow, but I like it. I need to listen to it, you know, again, because
yeah,
I listened to it when I was
too.
Literally running to class. But yeah, anyways, one of my faves off the album so far is Yasmina. So here is Yasmina by Peach Pit off their new album, Magpie.
Ooh.
Yasmina, crappy little besides you, don't ever wanna see you anything but mine. If I'm loving you, it'd be so very easy, and though I know you make up, I'll be damned not to try and be Yasmina. Keep me in your head, don't have anybody else.
Don't ever wanna say you.